You are listening to Elevating Employee Experience. I am your host, Josh Dreen, and I am joined by one of my favorite hosts, Lars Schmidt. How are you today, Lars?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
So good. I wonder what happens when you get two podcasters in the room talking over each other. Is that going to be a problem?
Not if they both also have skateboards on their walls. Then I think then I think it's a golden experience.
There you go. If you had a visual, you would see that we both have skateboards as our background, and that was just love at first sight. We are kindred spirits. It was meant to be. Lots of really big things coming down the pipeline for you with your book coming out. Maybe give us a little bit of details on that.
So the book is Redefining HR. It's basically kind of the culmination of where I've been spending my time for the last 5 years. It really kind of deeply embedded in the emerging sect of HR, the kind of progressive and modern sect of the function. And so, I've had a variety of different platforms that allowed me to kind of really get deeply into that community. So from, covering it for Fast Company to co-founding an initiative called HR Open Source to hosting a podcast and where I interview CHROs and chief people officers. So basically I'm a big nerd about modern HR practices, and the book is kind of a distillation and a capturing of everything that I've learned over the last 5 years, and really a kind of a compare and contrast from legacy HR to modern HR. So
everyone right now is like, we need to redefine HR, and no one is really coming up with like a solid, here's the playbook. And so that's why I'm most excited about this book. Maybe give us a little teaser.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think the best thing about the book, obviously I'm biased. I wrote it. So I'm certainly partial and I'll own that. But I think what the coolest thing is I didn't want to just write a book with my impressions and my perspective and my views on all things HR. I mean, one, I'm not an operator. I haven't been in an operator's seat for 7 years. I've been a consultant and I've been deeply kind of connected to that world, but that hasn't been my world. And so there's a lot of books out there that are analyst books, they're pundit books, they're books from people that are pretty deeply removed from the actual operational aspects of building HR teams, running HR teams. And so, throughout the book, I was able to pull in, my network and have, I think, over 50 case studies, personal essays, quotes, et cetera, from practitioners doing the actual job. So, when I have a chapter on diversity, inclusion, and belonging, I can bring in experts in that field who have been and continue to operate in that space to, bring that modern thinking to readers. When I talk about people analytics, I can bring people like Al Adamson and David Green, into that conversation, who are some of the leading experts in the world on that discipline, because that, that's not me. There's certain disciplines where I personally go deep. Many I don't. HR is a vast field right now. And so I think especially in those cases, it was really important for me to harness the perspectives and the views of both experts, but also practitioners doing that work, so that readers had that real intimate and relatable view of what it's like to do X in a modern way.
Wow. So what gets you excited about HR? Like you said, it's a vast field. I'm curious, where is your, like, the thing that gets you up in the morning, that thing that keeps you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it keeps me up at night, but it fires me up all the time. I'm a huge open source proponent and supporter. And I think that the legacy of HR has always been pretty black box. People didn't really share what they did. They kind of view the practices as trade secrets. For the most part, there weren't really a lot of platforms and interest in many cases in sharing how they did what they did. And that has changed drastically over the last 5 years, where I think many more practitioners and HR leaders and functional leads are open to sharing. They're open to collaborating. They're open to, giving away templates that they've built and those kind of things to better their peers and their community. And so to me, I think we've seen rapid advancements in the evolution of HR, primarily off the back of a new, thinking and embrace around collaborative and open source practices. And so that's something that gets me excited every day, because I think it accelerates the evolution of the field. And really, from a personal standpoint, that's my, that's my mission. That's what I do. What I do is I want to try to advance the field of HR. And so whether it's, books, consulting works, podcasts, whatever I get involved in, that's my question that helps me decide whether I want to do it or not. Like, is this going to help people advance their practices, advance their thinking, et cetera. And open source just creates so much of that opportunity in the space.
You're getting me excited just talking about it. I think that you're absolutely right. Like, HR is exploding right now, and there are so many terms that have just been so commonplace lately that have just been completely blown up, especially in 2020, right? When we look at the word experience by itself is like defined moment to moment, and what role does it play moving forward? No one has written the playbook. No one has taken those trade secrets and put it in a way that is like, yes, this is like the industry standard for understanding this. And I'm really excited to dive into that a little bit more with you, especially when you look at like different platforms, right? There are so many technologies out there, and everyone's confused, like, which one do we use and who do we trust? And there's no like formal process at this point. So the work that you're doing is important.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's interesting too. And I guess one point for clarification, like there isn't a playbook, because there shouldn't be a playbook. And what I mean by that is, like, I think the book that I wrote, it certainly isn't a playbook. I'm not framing it as like, this is how you have to do X, this is how you have to do Y. I want to say, here's companies that have been really successful at doing X and Y, and here's how they do it. That doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That doesn't mean that it's going to translate, you know, automatically. And I think that that is part of that, to me, is kind of the evolution from like legacy HR to modern HR, where like legacy HR was very formulaic in the way they approach things. And like, there's a playbook for how you do performance review, and there's a playbook for how you do leadership development. And I think modern operators realize there's just too many variables from company to company, whether it's budget, culture, location, resources, et cetera. So I think it's less about, especially as you look at open source, it's less about a playbook for how you do X, and more about a body of knowledge of how other companies are doing X. And through that, I can develop my own X, but it's going to be tailored to my own company, my own resources, my own situation. And so it's, I think it's less about playbook, more about, having access to a range of different ways that people are solving that same problem you're trying to solve, but doing it in different ways. And then because you have that, it allows you to solve that in your own unique way based on your own unique environment.
I think you've encapsulated that perfectly, especially as we look towards like the future of work being an individualistic, customized experience. You're right. It's the same thing when you get down into the micro level of each employee is different, and the playbook. Traditionally, HR has been the process and the procedure that states how it's supposed to be, and that didn't fit for every employee. And now I think we're looking at it as, hey, this employee has different needs, and how do we identify those needs? How do we track those needs, and how do we look at them as a collective whole so that we can like grow that custom organization together?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So tell me a little bit about how you are doing this, right? Because you're podcasting, you're writing books, you're going to conferences, or we're going to conferences. You're right. Speaking virtually now. What successes have you seen as you have gone to push this message?
I think for people who operate in this space, the message resonates with them because that's how they see themselves, right? I think that there's, HR has a, in many cases, kind of a legacy stigma associated with it. That isn't always, in some cases it's earned, but in many cases, it's just like somebody had worked in a company who had a crappy HR experience. And so they assume all HR is that way. And so if you look at HR as a broad brush, there's there's jokes, there's stigma, there are things out there that don't really capture or speak to the experience of modern HR operators. So I think the idea of redefining HR, and it's not, I'm specific that it's not cosmetic. I'm not saying, we used to be HR and now we're people operations or talent and culture, like call yourself whatever you want. It's more about how you view the field, how you view your work, how you view your role in the broader community of modern HR operators, like those are all the things that to me kind of speak to redefining HR. And so I think that the message resonates with people who see themselves and that they never like self-identified or aligned with those legacy stereotypes of what HR used to be because they've never worked in that environment. For them, like, well, wait a minute, like, yeah, we're strategic. Like, yeah, we're data driven. Like, yeah, we have business acumen. Like, that's how we've always operated. And so it's almost like giving them a familiar framing for their work. But really it's creating, a broader framework for the majority of the field who, you know, isn't in that leader category, isn't in that laggard category, but is somewhere in the middle, and the majority of HR sits in that space, gives them something to work towards and aspire to and get ideas from that will hopefully allow them to start, you know, progressing up that curve towards those kind of modern people operators.
You know, that is a fascinating thought, and it makes me think of, you know, I was working out of the Harvard Innovation Labs for a time, and we were running research around these young Harvard students building their own startups, you know, essentially forming the future of work, forming the future, how they see it. And it didn't come from a place of, well, let's go to HR and learn how these processes work, especially when you're looking at employee engagement, employee experience. You ask them the question, how do you plan on engaging your employees? And they kind of shrug their shoulders. It's like, I don't know, we'll build a Slack bot and ask them how they're doing every day. And that alone is agile and like revolutionary and a whole new take on these annual surveys that we've been doing traditionally. So there's a lot of really cool things that can happen organically that way. So tell us a little bit more about your work with Amplify. You are the founder and principal of Amplify. Tell us a little bit more about what is the company, why you founded it, and how to get involved.
Yeah, well, so I started my career a little over 20 years ago in recruiting, and then spent the first 13 years of my career in corporate roles. So ran, you know, global recruiting and talent teams at Ticketmaster and an open source e-commerce company called Magento. And then most recently at National Public Radio in DC, kind of helping them go through their evolution from broadcast to digital. And then after about 3 years there, I just had an itch to kind of go out on my own and try to do my own thing. And so I launched Amplify in actually December of 2013. So 7 years ago this month, and you know, started doing mostly strategic consulting. So clients anywhere from SpaceX to Hootsuite to Duo Security, Plaid, and others, helping them develop either kind of optimize their internal recruiting efforts or develop employer brand strategies and kind of execute on those. In some cases, get involved in HR transformation projects. And then about a little over a year ago, I launched an HR executive search practice within Amplify as well. That was really entirely focused on, I talk a lot about this kind of modern sect of HR. That's where I spend all my time. That's where my core network is from a CHRO and CPO standpoint. So working with companies that are trying to build those types of people capabilities, and then obviously leaders who are practicing that type of HR and helping them connect to other opportunities and then expand their network as well. So it's a boutique. It's just me. So Amplify, I say we often, it's an individual we, it's just me, it's just habit. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I work mostly with companies, companies, venture-backed companies, and usually the Series B to C range, though, you know, not exclusively at that level, and then companies around the world. So I'm based in Northern Virginia, but work with clients across North America and Europe.
Yeah, and your client list looks amazing. We're looking at like SpaceX, Hootsuite, NPR, Duo Security. All of these, I have most of these apps on my phone, and it's just awesome to think of the work that you've done to help them transition to a digital HR platform and to really understand their strategy. So I'm absolutely loving this conversation. We were talking earlier about conferences and how it used to be we'd go and we would connect with other thought leaders. We'd connect with our audience. We would build our businesses. We would go to the showroom and see all of the different brands there. That is not a reality of 2020. And it doesn't look like it's going to be a reality of 2021 or anytime soon. So how do we expect to evolve without it?
Yeah. You know, I think obviously companies are trying to, conference organizers specifically are trying to kind of, reinvent themselves as digital, platforms. And, you know, to various, some companies think have done it really well. Some companies are still trying to figure it out. I think the challenge with it is, you know, we're in this pandemic world, we're all on screens all the time, you know, for our work. And so to step out of that, to spend more time on screens, to do a conference, you know, even if it's a great speaker and great content, it's a harder sell, right? It's a different experience than being able to physically remove yourself from your office, immerse yourself in a new environment with new people and have the excitement and buzz of the live experience. So I don't think, you know, digital can't replicate that. So I think we have to think more about the kind of platforms that we create that allow for like ongoing communication, collaboration, sharing. And there's a range of them out there that, that I think support that. So it's not like, your individual learning and growth is on hold, until, you know, we've got a widely embraced vaccine and it's safe to travel, you know, but you can find other digital hubs and digital homes, I think, for that learning, for that collaboration, and really most importantly, that community, that I think is essential.
Yeah, that's huge. I was just at the HR Tech Fest in Australia, which obviously wasn't there in person, but you know, we had Josh Burson speaking, keynoting, right? He brings so much of the audience in these live conferences, and there was a lot of people in the room, but it's just Josh in his living room doing a keynote, right? It's a very intimate, different feel. And I think that the information is still there. And as we continue to explore this new digital world, I think being thrown in the deep end, we're going to evolve very quickly. I think redefining HR is here a lot faster than we expected. And so we really appreciate the work that you are doing to make that happen. So what are some next steps here for those who are listening and they're drinking the Kool-Aid? They're like, yes, I've experienced all of this. Yes, Lars, what you're saying resonates with me. How do I get started? Where do I go from here? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think one, you know, focus on expanding your network and diversifying your sources, right? Like there's too much happening in the space right now. There's too much change happening for anybody to be a single source practitioner, right? It's not just SHRM. It's not just CIPD. It's not just HR open source. It's not, you know, just Google Rework. I mean, you've got to really diversify your sources of where you're learning, where you're getting information. And frankly, I think really making sure you're investing in your peer communities and peer networks, because that's where a lot of the learning is, right? When you go through, especially for companies of one, like HR departments of one, there's nobody you can go to within your company for a question on how to do X, right? But there's lots of online forums that are free. They're not membership communities necessarily. So you can go and you can ask and get lots of answers from your peers around the world. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of digital and digital communities is, you know, there are different levels of communities. Some are gated and membership communities. Some are open source communities. But you can go to them and you can get peer feedback on ideas, people who have solved that problem you're struggling with right now and getting their guidance. So I think making sure you've got diversified sources and you're really, you know, actively building your own network and your own community of people that are, you know, are fellow practitioners that can help you solve problems.
Awesome. Lars, this has been so awesome to learn a little bit more. I know that we're all kind of chomping at the bit for more. So listeners, if you want to order his book, it is available. We will link it all in the show notes. Redefining HR, connect with him at, I believe, Amplify Talent.
Yep. Yeah, that's the company website. Yep.
Perfect. And obviously, oozing with personality, Lars, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Josh. Thanks so much.